Through opportunities in getting to know the person and understanding culture, you are able to promote a trusting relationship. Trust, or the lack of trust, affects how people work together. As a manager, you need to have a trusting relationship with your staff, and in turn, they should have a trusting relationship with the people your company supports. If you put your best foot forward, be dependable and reliable, act with integrity, and bring along with you all of the skills and abilities, you demonstrate good character and can be trusted by the people your company supports, as well as the staff you support. If the person you are working with brings these same characteristics, you will work well together and build a trusting relationship where you can constantly be working together to improve the way you do things, make changes for the better. When you combine a relationship of trust with yourself, the person, and with others, you are truly doing the work of being person-centered.
Getting to know the families and the friends of those that we serve and support is another amazing opportunity we have to build our relationship and the trust with those we serve. When we get to know the family in particular, one thing I noticed was the family would begin to know and trust me as the direct support professional, not just a young person trying to get a paycheck. They could see me being honestly involved and interested in their little sister or their niece's life more than just trying to go to the movies for free.
Think about the ways that you are building relationships with the people you support and their family and friends. What kind of example are you setting? Take a few minutes to think about and write down specifically what you are doing in this area.